It's time for the emergency break of the week.
It's Gordon Keith here. What's the best way to fight this wintry weather?
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Well, it's by sitting in and watching cattle?
By a wheels-off comment.
By watching cattle on digital TV.
Or technical meltdown.
With the wind chill, temperatures they say could feel as cold as 5 degrees.
So cover up your privates.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on the Little Ticket.
Ah, yes, another training camp edition of the Emergency Break of the Week, brought to us by Classic BMW. We'll give you three candidates, and we are going to let you vote on them at 888-787-1310. Candidate number one comes to us from the hardline, Mike Reiner. Now, this is just one... This will count as one e-brake, but there was about six or seven stops and starts for Mike during this segment where he was trying to play an interview that he did on the field, and things went terribly wrong, from the interview not playing, he didn't properly edit it, and then he had major phone trouble, and you had this mess on the hard line.
Now, we went out there the other day after practice, and we caught up with a guy. I would give you his name if I knew it, but honestly, off the top of my head.
Does he tell you his name?
Yeah, he tells me
okay.
his name.
He just forgot.
No, actually, it went one, in one ear and out the other, if you want to know the
That'll
truth.
Happen.
But anyway, here we go.
We're going to be playing this.
Nah, we might not.
All day.
Oh, damn it.
What the hell?
Oh, my God.
Blake, help him.
Forgot to record it.
No. I didn't forget to record it.
Are you sure?
Right, here we go. Let's see. Where is it?
Oh, no.
Okay, here we go. Name's Mike. What's yours?
Justin Deku. Nice to meet you.
And we brought it home, and it didn't like men at all, but it loved me and my mom and my sister.
The German Shepherd, they like the ones that take care of them, though.
Yeah, they do.
That take care of them,
and one night, there was a prowler that broke into our backyard when she was out there.
Yeah.
She ate his ass, man.
Yeah, that's what they do. That was, you know, that canine. That was,
yeah.
They eat.
Oh, dude!
They do.
Pause hey, that.
Face.
Where are you?
Nice
Did you
edit.
Not realize that he dropped an S-bomb in there?
No, I didn't. Is that what he said?
You still didn't notice it?
You didn't hear it that time?
He said, yeah, man, that's what they do. They eat ass. Yeah, stop it when he says that's what they do.
Yeah,
okay?
Blake can lower it.
All right.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. All right, so let's go again.
Yeah.
She ate his ass, man.
Well, yeah, that's what they do.
Go back. Just go all the way back
to the beginning of the story.
Yeah, yeah. You can dig it all as far as you want.
We had a German Shepherd. My dad brought it home.
That's one of them canines?
Yeah, yeah. In fact, it was a retired
canines?
Police dog, but they had trouble training it, you know?
Back in my day, I used to run for them.
Yeah. Well, they had trouble training this one.
Right.
And we brought it home, and it didn't like men.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Oh.
What happened?
And she ate his ass.
Okay! Why did the audio stop? This is the worst segment ever.
He's quit. Not good with his phone.
It just quit. Damn.
You've been in this business how long?
Watching him deal with that phone is just... it's too much to take.
Name's Mike. What's yours?
From the beginning?
What position you play?
Corner and nickel.
Karate. A pit bull?
Yeah, there we go.
You're going to take every one of those interviews, and you're going to email them.
To Blake.
To Blake Jones.
You don't want to hear another one?
I don't trust you.
Yeah, but I think maybe we should hold off.
Yeah, it's already
There's no more cussing any of the rest of them.
You don't know that. You
didn't
think
know
there
that
was
from
this
the first
one.
And you didn't hear it the second right. one.
Yeah, but
poor Mike.
I mean,
what a round and round.
You couldn't really tell.
There,
oh, Mike.
There's a few things in that crack me up. One is Corby, when Mike says we're going to play it. And Corby says all day on the day. I was just trying to fill time. And then you might want to check into Danny's uncomfortable impersonation that was thrown in the middle of that.
Oh, that's where they got it. He's retelling that story about what the dog does.
No, he just imitates the player that had just spoken.
No, I know, but that's where they got... That's a drop. That's a Danny drop.
Danny doing a stereotypical ethnic voice.
Oh, I got what you're saying. I got what you're saying. Yes. Okay, sorry.
I'm also a little hypnotized by... And it was a German Shepherd, and the player saying, is that one of those canines?
Is that one of those canines?
Yeah, sure enough.
Yep, one of those canines.
All right, so there's Rhines. It is on the field work. Candidate number two, Dan McDowell. Another awkward interview moment for Dan. You know, they are all about the movie Point Break. Well, actually, they're talking to Mark Colombo about something else. They're talking to him about his bands. Offensive line coach Mark Colombo. And we have another awkward Dan interview moment.
Yeah, there wasn't really any.
What was the first name of your band?
What's up?
I thought you had a different name before it was called Free Reign.
Oh, Free Reign. I'm trying to think of other bands I've had. We had a band in Chicago called The Mercs. Had a band called Black Muff was one of them. And then
The Mercs.
Yeah, The Mercs.
Is that short for Merkin?
Yeah. The Merkin. Yeah, the mercenaries.
Oh, it was
short for mercenaries, yes.
Okay, well, yes.
Okay, these are fun facts.
It was, yeah.
Based on the fact that your next band was called Black Muff, I thought it was short for Merkin. But they all...
Okay,
That was going back to my early Chicago days.
All right, so if...
I hear a smile in Mark Colombo's voice, but it sounds like that almost went south there. Like
I don't think so. I don't think that's an emergency break. I think that's just a quality joke. I think that's just a home run. That's what I'm hearing.
Well, maybe his follow-up, but yeah, the original thing had nothing to do with what Dan thought it had to do with. It was mercenary, not...
Right, but if someone says the Mercs and you don't know what it is, it sounds more plausible that it's short for Merkins than it is mercenaries.
I thought it might be an Eddie Mercs cover band.
There is no such thing as an Eddie Mercs cover band.
Well, it is an e-break, and it's candidate number two. And then Norm checks in as candidate number three when he's a little off on his math.
Uncomfortable.
Cheeto Awuzie at 10:50.
All right.
Spoke to him, and he is a really, really nice young man. Boy, that's old man talk right there. He's a nice young man.
I think you're a nice young man.
I am definitely at that stage. What is he, 24, 25? Golly.
So wait. He's 24, 25. You're 48. And I'm 75. To me, like you're a nice young man, and he's your grandson.
Oh, he's not grandson. That means I was getting after it pretty early. That wasn't the case at all.
No, he could be your grandson easily.
How?
No. Well, that's
23. He's 24, and Donnie's 48?
So, yeah, he's 24 years difference. How can he be my grandson?
Nah, we'll figure it out.
No?
No, we're not. We'll figure it out. We're telling you it's not.
Oh, grandson.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I was thinking he could be my grandson.
Yes.
Okay. I was thinking. Wow.
We'll have to pull that as a drop. I was thinking.
I was just thinking.
I think I see where Norm got it, that he was thinking his age... Donnie,
well, yeah, obviously, and then, he's thinking my grandson, not Donnie's grandson.
That's what he was thinking.
Donnie's son.
But he said Donnie, so.
Yeah, that happened. Yeah. That's unfortunate.
So those are your three candidates, Rhines, Dan, or Norm.
Oh, Philip points out maybe the player, when talking about the German Shepherds, was referencing the K-9s, the police dogs.
Oh, right.
He said, is that one of those K-9s, not canines?
Oh, yes,
right.
Yes, yes.
Could that be what he meant?
The police dog.
Yeah, K-9. That could have been what he meant.
That makes more sense.
Yeah, that makes a lot more sense.
But how do you say that? I mean, anyway, you say it. You say police dogs.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
You don't
that
say
would clear
K-9s.
It up a lot easier. All right, Rhines, Dan, or Norm? 888-787-1310. Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, Giorgio, I got those 20 Merkins you can order for your sex party. So
that's hilarious. But I guess that is a Dan vote.
Why would anyone want a Merkin?
I don't know.
It seems like if you're denuded of hair down there, you got a good thing happening, right? Because it's just all that gross hair is just kind of nasty.
Well, and it's hidden by your underwear and your pants.
Yeah, so why are you putting something that... no one wants to see in a place where no one can see, and there's no point in putting it there.
Right.
Because no one can
see
it.
So you're thinking they have really low sales.
Merkins?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was like a 1800s thing or something. Like they all loved
that.
The big
yeah,
red tip petunias. Or
hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins bushes. The e-brake?
Rhines.
Thank you. See, that's how you vote right there. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins? Hello? All right. Hello, sports caller. You're on the air. Who wins the e-brake?
Hey, guys. It's the e-brake, man. Here to save America. Just kidding, guys. It's infrastructure, man. Finally, nice to hear your voice, Greg. Anywho, I'll vote for Mike and got to go fill some potholes with semen.
Can't stand okay. Anywho.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
What's old and grumpy and turns bright red? Mr. Tomato Head.
Tomato Head. That's a Ryan's vote.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, the ticket.
Yeah, this is Hipster LPG and me and my goat. I would like to vote for Norman stuff.
His pronouns are him, I. Wow.
Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-brake?
Yes, the P1CR would like to vote responsibly for the old gray wolf. And I'd also like to wish Jennifer McNeil good luck this morning with her Jägermeister bottom.
All right. Hello. You're on Ticket Radio. When's the e-break?
Good morning, boys. I'd like to send a long-distance dedication of Dancing Queen to Joyce Durham and give me Rotary Phone Reiner.
All right, thank
Rotary
you for
phone
that
long-distance
dedication.
Oh, that he was trying
to work a cell phone.
Yeah. Right? I don't think he was trying to play a recording off of his rotary phone. He's the only guy with a rotary cell phone.
And ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner.
I can't listen to the whole thing.
We can't
thing
listen
yet.
To the whole thing. We can listen, I don't know, maybe 30 seconds or so. Hear
yeah,
the
we
Corby
went out there
funny
the other
thing.
Day after practice, and we caught up with a guy. I would give you his name if I knew it, but honestly, off the top of my head.
Does he tell you his name?
Yeah, he tells me
okay.
His name.
He
just forgot.
Name. No, actually, it went one, in one ear and out the other, if you want to know the
That'll
truth.
Happen.
But anyway, here we go.
We're going to be playing this
nah, we might not.
All day.
What the hell?
Oh, my God.
Blake, help him.
Forgot to record it.
No, I didn't forget to record it.
Are you sure?
Here we go. Let's see. Where is it? Okay, here we go.
All right.
How many wins is that for Mike?
84th win, 24 behind Norman. I'm still here, Hitzkus.
Okay.
Hey.
We're right there together, aren't we, me and Ryan's? Right out of 84? Isn't that how many I have? Somewhere in there?
I've got to get up on the page here. I think you've got about
80.
It's somewhere in there.
Six.
Somewhere in there. All right.